Forecast for today, cloudy, continuing chance for showers and maybe thunderstorms at a high around the mid-70s. The proposed multi-use event center on Racine's lakefront, now with a $55 million price tag versus the initial $43 million to $49 million suggested earlier. It's based on more Phase 1 study analysis. There's also a taxpayer component, just under $12 a year for a home valued at $100,000 over a 30-year period. At the Council Committee of the Whole and Redevelopment Authority meeting, consultant SB Friedman President Steve Friedman explained almost $40 million would involve bonding, though that's just one component to a multi-layered financing proposal.
There is a hotel occupancy tax, and we would be seeking a portion of that tax to be dedicated to the project coming from this new hotel and for a period of 30 years. There's an expectation that we can enter into at least one cell tower lease. Now, frankly, having tried to use my cell phone along the lakefront, I think there's a need for more than one.
City Administrator Jim Palahniuk indicating the layered approach needed to a financing of a very complex project for 30 years and with one model appearing better than others.
Sometimes they'll put the naming rights toward the operating revenues, sometimes toward the capital debt service. And what we've chosen in this case as part of our optimal model is to say the majority of it, or $285,000 of what we think will be a net $334,000 a year, should go to the capital side of providing the debt service, and that remaining approximate $49,000 would go on the operating side.
Mayor John Dickert, who's going to be resigning in the coming weeks, suggested slowing things down to the project team and creating an advisory committee.
It's always better, as we've talked about here, to open up transparency to the public, to the business community, and to the youth of this community. So really, they're just there to help provide some advice and maybe some nuance that we're hearing out in the public. I've been absorbing all that over the last however many years we've been working on this. I think it's important for the interim mayor and the next mayor to have that advice at their doorstep.
The next meeting of both the Committee of the Whole and the RDA is July the 6th, at which recommendations may be forthcoming. The full council to consider that aspect on July the 18th, the ultimate vote on the project targeted now for December. Kenosha Alderman Kevin Matheson resigned from office Tuesday afternoon. It was a few days ahead of schedule, but he said he was going to do it. He and his family just about now completely moved into their new home in Summers. Matheson submitting his letter of resignation in which he says it has been one of the greatest honors of my life to serve Kenosha. He's been sometimes controversial. He indicates that he initially planned to resign during the council meeting next Monday night, but it got canceled because city staff and many of the aldermen are going to be gone for the 4th of July. A man from Ingleside, Illinois, arrested when he arrived in Racine County to meet with a 15-year-old boy in April of 2014, sentenced to 2 years in prison. The online person with whom he'd been chatting in reality was a sheriff's investigator, 47-year-old Dan Book, and also getting 6 years of extended supervision. The family of that missing and endangered Racine County woman, 59-year-old Lynn Rickard, now offering a $10,000 reward for her return. She has been missing since Sunday morning. Kenosha's Community Health Center expands into Racine, a launch of its mobile medical unit, stopping 3 times a week in medically underserved areas of the city. At a ribbon-cutting ceremony at Knapp School, Doug Cook, president of Aurora Healthcare Southeast Markets, said the mobile medical unit will help those affected by the closure of Racine's health clinic about 3 years ago.
The mobile medical unit will provide needed services to the underserved of the community of Racine, and care will quite literally come to them. I am not aware of another FQHC that is providing care in such an innovative way. What's more, the mobile medical unit will provide bilingual services, enhancing the access to care to the Spanish-speaking population.
The mobile medical unit to be at Knapp School on Tuesdays, Gateway Technical College's Racine campus on Wednesdays, and at the Dr. John Bryant Community Center Thursdays, all between 8 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. In obituaries, Judith Ann Conley Kiger of Racine at the age of 74 passed away at the Woods of Caledonia June the 9th. Visitation with family and friends will be held this Friday, June the 30th, 9:30 till noon at the Siena Center on Erie Street. A mass to immediately follow. The Marsh Meredith and Acklam Funeral Home helping with the arrangements. And Willie Bogan of Racine passed away on June the 19th at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Healthcare. Funeral services to be taking place this Saturday, 1 p.m. at Zoe Outreach Ministries on Racine Street. Relatives and friends able to meet Saturday at the Ministry Center at noon up until the time of service at 1 o'clock. the Marsh Meredith and Ackland Funeral Home, serving the family. Kenosha Unified School Board is going to be asking the U.S. Supreme Court to decide whether it can legally bar transgender students from using the bathrooms of their gender identities. The board planning to appeal unfavorable rulings in a case involving Ash Whitaker. He graduated from Tremper High School earlier this month. The legal issues that sparked Whitaker's successful lawsuit against the district remain. And without referring to the suit last night at the board meeting, member Gary Kunich said that he's looking for some definitive guidance.
I really do think it is important to let this get settled finally once and for all.
Gail Clark Taylor is a retired school counselor, says the district ought to be more concerned about the welfare of its transgender students, some of who, she said, are having a tough time.
That we will end up with a lot of blood on our hands because we are creating a hostile learning environment for students.
The nation's highest court has yet to rule on the constitutional issues raised in the Whitaker versus Kenosha Unified case. The Downtown Racine Corporation will be getting a new executive director in the near future. Devin Sutherland is scheduled to leave July the 28th after 14 years. He's going back to school. A DRC news release indicates Sutherland will start at Carthage College in the school's new Master of Science degree program in Business Design and Innovation. In a statement, he called it a tough decision, but an excellent time for me to transition out of this role, as the future of downtown Racine has never looked better. Until the 28th of next month, Sutherland will continue as DRC's director and also help in the transition. The board of directors to do a search for his replacement. The job description, by the way, posted on the DRC website. A $500,000 line of credit for use by the Racine County Economic Development Corporation to bring new development to the county has been approved by the Racine County Board, though county officials are still tight-lipped about what the additional funding might be used for. Assistant Corporation Counsel Michael Lansdor told the supervisors the funding would be available to RCEDC in support of pre-development and development costs for public improvements that are needed for retaining and expanding existing in-state businesses, but also to encourage out-of-state businesses to move to Racine County.
We cite some examples of those costs, which may include but are not limited to costs of surveying, zoning, traffic or engineering studies, environmental or feasibility studies, real estate costs, financial advisory services, appraisals, project planning costs, and payments to obtain an option on property.
The line of credit would be in addition to other funding the county provides to RCEDC for economic development projects. The funding being transferred from the county's unreserved general fund balance, the resolution approved unanimously. Prior to the county board meeting, the executive committee met in closed session. They talked about what the agenda listed as deliberation on the investment of public funds regarding competitive multi-site economic development opportunities. The full board, meeting behind closed doors as Committee of the Whole the past 2 weeks, had the same listing on its agendas. There's been, of course, speculation that Taiwanese electronics company Foxconn is looking at sites in southeast Wisconsin for a new manufacturing facility, as well as in some other states. City of Racine's new cart collection system for solid waste is still scheduled to begin September the 18th, but a program for bulky waste items that won't fit in the carts, as well as green waste like grass clippings and garden remnants, that remains undecided. Public Works Director Mark Yellen's revised proposal is two free bulky waste pickups, three drop-off sites available starting this year, Pearl Street, for 52 weeks, and five options for green waste pickup, including the drop-off at the three sites and buying a separate 65-gallon cart for that pickup in a May-to-September program that would require people to sign up for it starting in 2018.
You know, we looked at what other folks do. There's cities that basically have bag systems. We recommend that whatever if we do collections, that they be machine collected with carts, so our people aren't picking up either bags or bags of green waste. That's one of the big things. We're trying to avoid worker injuries.
Alderman Sandy Widener said that this should be deferred because it's vastly different than what she was given by DPW to tell her constituents last year when this process began.
Last fall, when there were all these public outreach meetings regarding changing to a semi-automated system, the discussion about bulky waste came up, and we were told there would be four pickups a year, that anything that you could fit in your cart, including what we're now calling green waste, or whatever the new term is, that if you could fit it in your cart, it would go. Other communities have the pickup along with their carting system.
While deferring the issue for 2 weeks, Public Works Committee members said they wanted to hear from the citizens of Racine about what is being proposed, asking people to contact their alderman, the Public Works Department, or responding on the city's website. Last night, for about 2 hours, there was a presentation on the financial estimates by the hired consultants on the proposed lakefront arena and hotel project. Members of the Council and Redevelopment Authority hearing that then had a chance to ask questions. Alderman Jim Morgenroth wondering about Racine County maybe joining as a partner investor, suggesting the administrator set up a meeting with a county executive. Veteran Alderman Ray DeHaan wondered if the numbers presented were solid.
And all the numbers they're throwing at us, I guess my question would be, how realistic are they? I know some of them are guesstimations or estimates, but when we're looking at dollars, we're saying it's going to cost us 11, whatever, 12 bucks per household. How can, I guess, rely on your numbers?
Alderman John Tate II, he was interested in the residual impact on surrounding neighborhoods.
As we kind of use the Allentown study as a case study, or what, I'm curious, how did that affect the surrounding residential areas? You know, we have a whole lot, and we're putting a whole lot of effort into the downtown area. We do have additional commercial areas that we're trying to build out, and also a whole lot of residential areas that have been blighted and are suffering. So I'm just curious, what impact did that have for the other areas that were surrounding the outside of the downtown area?
Council President Dennis Weiser noting this is the most complicated project the city has ever taken on, and we're not going to move forward until we're completely comfortable. Another Committee of the Whole and RDA joint meeting is set for July the 6th. The Racine County Board unanimously approving a contract with Founders 3, that's the former Siegel Gallagher Management Company, to do a facilities and space use survey. John Matheson heads up the company, says it's going to be a very comprehensive study of all the facilities used by the county that'll be valuable going forward for quite a few years.
The study will not only analyze the use that counties performing with regard to the departments, but also as it relates to your facilities and projecting needs, current needs as well as projected needs, then a cost analysis based on owning versus leasing, providing options.
That $157,000 study, he says, has the potential to save the county a lot of money. WRJN Newscast, available in podcast form. They're on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. And throughout the day, updates at WRJN News on our Twitter account. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.